We've spent the last year focusing on COVID-19, but cancer didn't take a break during that time. And now we want to look at what many doctors are calling a breakthrough in cancer treatment. It's a simple blood test that shows recurrence of cancer months before it shows up on traditional scans like MRIs, CAT scans, and X-rays, and before tumors have a chance to grow, by looking for cancer cells in the patient's blood. This so-called circulating tumor DNA test, or ctDNA for short, sold now under the brand name Signatera, alerts doctors to leftover cancer cells soon after the initial cancer surgery. It monitors not just whether the cancer has returned, but how well the treatments are working, all by simply drawing blood. In a moment, we'll hear from patient Bonnie Miller, who was diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2018. But first, her doctor, George Ozzie, an oncologist and hematologist at Holy Cross Health in Florida. Dr. Ozzie, first, do I have that simplified explanation about right?
Yes, yes. Circulating tumor DNA are traces of cancer found in the blood. And this particular test that has been recently available to us for colorectal cancer for the past year and a half, called Signatera, it is calibrated based on the tumor that had been resected from the body. And that helps create a specific barcode that can be looked for on the blood. If the test is positive, it is with 99.9% confidence that the tumor is back. There could be nothing else that could cause that positive result. So it is very specific.
Well, let's go over that again. This test is only for people who have tumor-based cancers because, as you've explained, the tumor provides that DNA, that barcode,
yes,
that you're then,
yes,
looking for.
Yeah, so this test is meant for testing if there's any cancer left. For example, in stage 2 colorectal cancer after surgery, the guidelines recommend to consider chemotherapy or observation. But with this test, it actually tells you if there are any tumor cells left behind. And if the test comes back positive, it tells you that there are a few cells left behind. And what it also tells you from the studies we now know, that if you don't intervene, those cells within a few months are going to cause a cancer recurrence. Mm-hmm. And this tells us that we need to recommend the patient proceed with chemotherapy to reduce that risk of recurrence.
But what about if it's negative?
When you get a negative 30-day post-surgery, it is with an 88% confidence that that tumor does not come back. If you follow that patient throughout the first year and they remain negative, that risk goes to below 3%. Now we know which patients are exactly high risk and which ones have lower risk. In other words, we can see the invisible. Before this, you know, we had to treat everybody the same way. It can help those patients make the right decision. And the studies are underway to see if patients that are negative can safely skip the chemotherapy. And preliminary data looks like that is going to be the case. But we're obviously waiting for the confirmation.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that this was used initially on colorectal cancer patients. And by the way, that is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. And we know that a lot of people cut back on their colonoscopies for fear of COVID in hospitals in the last year. So go get them.
It is not a screening test, so we should still stick to our regular screening tests. But this helps us monitor the patient on their journey after a cancer diagnosis.
What about other cancers?
This test can apply to all kind of cancers, lung, bladder, breast, all kinds of tumor in the body except for brain cancers. And the most recent use of this test was in immunotherapy monitoring.
So monitoring people while they have, say, chemotherapy. How is a test for tumor DNA helpful during these immunotherapy treatments?
So this test actually is a quantitative test. So it tells you the amount of tumor there is. So in the immunotherapy setting, we obtained this test prior to starting the treatment and after 6 weeks of starting treatment. And if the quantity of the result goes down, it indicates a good response to therapy prior to even being able to perceive any difference on imaging, because imaging will take 2 to 3 months to show that difference. So it can tell you from the get-go if the patient will respond or not.
We know this is being used in most major cancer centers, but you've said that some doctors and patients aren't familiar with it. What should a patient take from this? Should they ask about this?
You know, I think that we have an additional tool in the clinic to be able to monitor for recurrence on one setting and for response to the immunotherapy or lack of response, unfortunately, for some patients. You can, you know, ask your doctor about circulating tumor DNA tests.
Dr. George Ozzie, oncologist, hematologist at Florida's Holy Cross Medical Center, talking about this relatively new circulating tumor DNA blood test, testing for the barcode of tumors that have been removed from patients to see if they've left anything behind. We'll hook you up to some reading about this at herenow.org. Dr. Ozzie, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in Bonnie Miller, Dr. Ozzie's patient, who was, as we said, diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2018. Before the circulating tumor DNA test was available, then her cancer came back. She began immunotherapy treatments, now using the new ctDNA test to monitor for cancer cells. Ultimately, it found none. She joins us from Washington State in the San Juan Islands. It's beautiful out there. She and her husband are enjoying their first extended vacation since her cancer diagnosis. So, Bonnie, congratulations. And I guess, you know, in that spirit, what did this test mean for you?
Oh, the test was fabulous. One of the most significant things was that it was non-invasive. They just drew blood, and it gave me an answer to whether or not I had any residual disease still appearing in the blood work. Whereas prior to that, I had to go through CT scans, in which you're required to consume a quart of barium. And it had tremendous side effects, and you didn't get your answer right away. And the MRI was the same way. It was an infusion that they gave you of contrast. And so that was an issue. One of the best things with the Signatera was that it was a personalized approach. They took my tumor sample, analyzed it, and then developed this test specifically to my tumor. It gave me peace of mind. Getting the results of that made me feel comfortable in enjoying life.
Well, boy, we can really hear, you know, what this meant to you. And just to backtrack a bit, you know, you could take this blood test, the ctDNA test, you know, as you were doing your treatments. You didn't have to wait for a while as you would with a CAT scan or an MRI.
Right.
So I understand that you were actually taking it while you were getting treatment when you had a recurrence. And when the doctor saw that it was not reducing, you know, the amount of tumor residue, it enabled you to switch to another treatment.
Right. We started it, and 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, I don't remember the time sequence, it showed that I had no more residual disease.
Mm. Well, I want to stay with that feeling of freedom, you know, because in one moment, both you find out you are free of the cancer, but you're also finding it out at a time, you know, again, not months down the line, you're finding it out at a time when you can stop the treatments.
Right.
What was that like? Because these treatments aren't pleasant either. What was that like to know that you could stop?
Exhilarating, because I don't have the fatigue. I don't have the muscle, terrible muscle cramps, muscle spasms. The fingers would just spasm and be out of control, and I'd have to straighten it out, and it really hurt. You know, it's just a wonderful feeling.
This test did several things for you. It detected when a treatment wasn't working. It detected when a treatment was working and enabled you to stop that painful treatment. And it lets you know when you were tumor-free.
Right. I can kind of resume some normal activities. And we're doing now a 3-week vacation that we haven't been able to do for 3.5 years. And I'm optimistic that there can be a future where when you get the first diagnosis that you have cancer, your question is, am I going to die? It produces an anxiety in you, and you start worrying about all these little things, and you do have a tremendous amount of side effects.
Well, Bonnie Miller, what would you tell cancer patients who might be listening right now?
There's an optimistic way to look at getting the blood test. The first thing is, it's not going to hurt you to donate blood, but it's going to be protective, and I think they ought to look at it in that light, that it can indicate that, yes, their cancer is declining in growth, not spreading. It can indicate, yes, the disease is still progressing, and you need to look at alternate routes of treatment. Like mine had metastasized to the lymph nodes, and that's one of the areas that's difficult to always discern. You get a brain scan, a chest scan, an abdomen scan, and it's a relief to have this test.
That's Bonnie Miller, whose cancer is now being monitored with the Signatera circulating tumor DNA test, a screening tool that looks for tumor cells in bloodstreams. This is before they can be seen on traditional scans. And so far, right now, she is cancer-free. As she said, a relief. We also spoke with her physician, Dr. George Ozzie. Bonnie, thanks, and enjoy Washington State.
Thank you. I am. Thank you very much.